Hello everyone, this is feedback for the people in Team F, Facu, Juanse, Belu, Mati, and Feli. Well, let's start from the start. The first question was about the antecedents of the Cold War. I think this will be a valid clarification for some people. Antecedent means what happens before the start of the Cold War. It refers to the long-term causes of the Cold War. It refers to those events which probably were not immediately associated to the start of this conflict, but looking back, they kind of explained why things turned out the way they did after 1945. So those of you who spoke about for example, nuclear weapons, or the Iron Curtain, or the relationship between Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt, those do not count as antecedents, as historical antecedents. Historical antecedents are the Red Scare, the Nazi-Soviet Pact, the Russian Revolution, among others. Well, in the reasons why Stalin wanted to spread communism, in some cases, you did not give very specific answers, or you did not provide the two reasons. I'm not sure if there was a problem with time or with being able to come up with two reasons, or with realizing that you had to provide two reasons. Then why did the communist world resent the Red Scare? That was pretty much well answered. In most cases, except for, it was you, Belu. Bueno, what happens is that this is not a topic that you studied. The Red Scare was the perceived threat posed. Well, you define the Red Scare, but you do not answer the question, so I can't give you any points for that. Then you had to talk about the changes that took place between Potsdam and, well, Yalta and Potsdam, and why they were important. Of course, they have to do with the expansion of the Soviets, with a change of leader, with the talk of nuclear weapons. Well, this was good. The multiple choice was good. Then we come to the consequences of the Marshall Plan. And, well, Facu, your answer surprised me, because you say one of the consequences the Marshall Plan left behind was the fact that all the lives that had been lost previously in the war weren't going to be recovered. It's completely off subject, I must say. The Marshall Plan had as consequences, for example, that taxpayers in USA complained that trade was more beneficial for the Americans, that communism had it more difficult expanding since countries were not so poor. I mean, you could think of different consequences, the one you liked best. And then there was no problem in the question of the atomic bomb. Were pretty good. In your case, Belu, the language sounded a bit sophisticated, so I googled what you wrote, and it appeared in the webpage of bbc.co.uk by its size, which is a typical material that we use. Well, given the circumstances, I just decided I would give you no points in this question, and then I would let the rest lie. But I strongly recommend you don't do this in the future. If you don't know a question, leave it blank. Do not cheat in any way, because cheating is a far more serious problem than getting a low mark in history or in any other subject. Okay, if you have any further questions, do not hesitate to contact me, people. Thank you. Bye.